He did. He practiced. See him pop out at the end and pick up the... I don't want to speak about it. Just being quiet about it. He practiced a little bit.
Anything new on Sash?
Yeah, his ankle's not going to let him go, evidently. Tomorrow's a new day. You never know.
Relatively good news there? I mean, no break or anything like that?
No. No breaks.
Tom, will he be allowed to be here for treatment at all during the 4 weeks? How does that work?
I don't believe they're allowed in the facility. I could be wrong on that, though. Thank God I don't have a lot of experience with the suspended player.
Was he meeting with the commissioner today?
He is.
No word from
him. No word. Not yet.
Is there a chance you guys could have a resolution on Sean Rogers' status before the cut down to 53? I understand it's difficult.
Again, you're asking... The medical people have not given me that kind of an information. So I would say speculation only.
Is Hakeem going to play this Wednesday?
We'll see. I'm going to check. You know, we scheduled to go outside, as you know, and right at the time of practice, we got the storm, so we came in here. And if he did well in here, then I would feel pretty good.
The starter's going to play a little bit in the last game? Or?
Right now, yes.
Series maybe or something like that?
I don't know. We'll see.
But if they're healthy, both units will, the starters will go?
As of this moment now, yes. It could change.
Yes. It could change. With Beatty, is the intent to try to get him some snaps against the Pats, or is it just wait and see how he reacts to this?
I think it's just day by day, and we'll just see how he did later on this afternoon or tomorrow, how he feels.
Justin Tuck.
Those guys all made the trip over to HSS. They had various appointments with Dr. Warren over there, and so this was the day to do that.
What was Tuck's issue?
Shoulder. It's just there. You know, this is just a precautionary measure to assess exactly where he's at and what needs to be done, and so that he's ready to go for the season.
Any news on Princeton?
No. He was hobbling around without the boot today.
James Brewer, one of those guys who went to.
I think we hired a bus. Yeah, we took.
Tom, what did you see in Coe in the last preseason game when you?
I like the way he covered. He was right up there. He's competitive. He was combative at times, and so we'll see.
Tom, how much of a blow is it to lose Candy on PUP for 6 weeks like that? He was such a big part of your team at the end of the season.
Yes, well, the only thing I can tell you is we sort of expected that to be the case, and you know we dealt with. The thought about, you know, how fast he ought to come back, and it's better for the player and for the team as well that he has this extra time.
Do you have any doubt he'll be able to come back once this time is
done? I don't, no. I tend to be that way.
But everything from you've heard is that they said, you know, the next month or so will be really good for him, and then he should be fine after that.
From what there's, you know, his prognosis really has been ongoing. The doctors have been positive all along. And I don't expect anything different from them.
You mentioned, we talked to you yesterday about the rash of injuries at the cornerback position. Here you are without Candy, Austin, Pierre, Paul, Tuck. I mean, I don't know how the seriousness of all these injuries, but is this something that's starting to worry you on the front line too?
If you're talking about tomorrow, that's one thing. But if you're talking about Wednesday, that's one thing. If you're talking about next week, I feel obviously a lot better.
You feel better about, we're talking about the opener. I mean, that's the one that counts.
That's what I'm talking about.
These guys will be back in time for
it. You can't lump them all together. You gotta take them one at a time and try to assess where they all are. Do I expect the three ends back? Yeah, I do. Do I expect Marvin Austin? I don't know about that one. I'm every day I want to know more and more about that, and you know, it starts going one way and then there's a little issue. So
now, when you talk about your running game, given the fact that Wilson had a strong game and what you expect from him and Bradshaw, what they could give you?
Well, I think you got what happened the other day was you know, he was able to get outside, and in so doing helped the whole schematic approach to it, because when people load up on us, they load up with 27 guys, you know, standing shoulder to shoulder. So if we can get a guy to get outside, and maybe that'll give us some opportunities up inside, and hopefully that's the direction we'll go in. We'll have a better mixture as we get going in terms of the ability to go inside and outside.
Pleased what you saw from Rocky Bernard so far in the preseason?
Excuse me?
Rocky Bernard.
Are we going down the rest of the roster today?
No, I'm not. It's not an injury question.
Rocky's played well.
He's
played well. He's been solid. Very solid.
At this age, can he shoulder the load?
What shoulder? What age?
Shoulder, not
27? I think he can, yeah. He wouldn't be here if he couldn't do the job.
I'm sorry, did you say what Brewer's injury was?
I didn't. Nobody asked me about Brewer.
What is Brewer's injury?
I'm taking the fifth.
How was Deal hurt in practice
then? You want to start something now? I don't know. I hope not.
You said go down the list.
No, I said we're not going down the list is what I said. I've already stood here for 20 minutes longer than I thought.
He was off to the side today. Is there just you wanted to get BD more reps?
That's part of it. He was not mentioned post-practice in case something comes up, okay? I didn't hear his name mentioned.
How do you see Marcus Peely?
Here we go. My friend. Why didn't you wait till the conference was over like the other night, and then we could go back in there? How do I see Marcus Kuhn? How do I see him do what? How do I see him what? Go ahead.
His chances of making the final 53.
We'll see. We'll see.
Can you elaborate a little bit?
Come on. It's for the international. Come on. Give him something.
He played well the other night.
Yeah.
That gives him a leg up on going forward.
All right.
But we'll see.
Across the pond, you got to give him a couple of sentences. You know?
Translate that in German.
Thank you, Tom.
This has deteriorated unlike any press conference we've ever had.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.